Okay, today is Daf Tes of Masechta Shavuos. We're on Daf Ches Lamed Beis, but the two dots at the bottom over there, like 6-7 lines from the bottom. And today's shiur is sponsored by Avraham Chavi Khan, the Ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So now we're analyzing the next segment of the Mishnah, which said, Ein Bayadiyah Batchila, Ein Bayadiyah Batchila. You never knew that was coming. You never knew. You thought it was tar. You never knew. But the yesh yabayidia basof. But then someone told you, you ate that? That was tameh. So you had a yidia basof. You never had a yidia batchila. What's the story with such a mistake? So the Mishnah said, Seir hanase b'chut, the seir that is brought on the outside, the Yom HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur, mechaper, is mechaper. Okay? Okay. Right. This is the outer sa'ir. Right? And Yom Kippur is mechaper. Fine. Very good. Now. Ready? Here we go. We're going to touch on two questions that Yossi asked yesterday that we didn't answer. We can't answer them. We're going to get to them again. Michti, iskushe itkush lahadadi. The two se'irim are compared to each other. Says the Gemara, unechaper pinimi adide. Let the inner se'ir be mechaper for itself, right? Look at Rashi. V'nechaper pinimi adidei. What does that mean? That the inner goat should be mechaper for what it's mechaper for, as Rashi points out. Litlos, to make a hanging. It all does is suspend the yitzurim. Al, for cases of sheyesh ba yadir batchila v'ein yab yadir batov. What? 1 minute. So that's what the inner se'ir does. The inner se'ir is tole till you find out. You knew it was tame. You knew it was tame. You ate it anyway. Mistake. But you still haven't figured out yet that you did that. Right? When you figure out you did that, you're going to have to get covered all over your race. That could be 6 months from now. So you're subject to yisur for 6 months. Don't worry about it. You're kippur's mechaper. Right? That's what we said all along. So, michti, it's kusha itish la dadi. Again, they're connected to each other. The hekesh. Menachaper pinimi adide. Let the inner goat work to do its job, which is to be tole cases where yesh bayadiyah batchila v'ein bayadiyah batov. V'adichito. Let it also work for what the outer goat works for, which is what, as Rashi says, Al she'ein b'yadiyah b'tchila, v'yesh b'yadiyah b'tzol. Okay? Why would I need that? Why should one carbon affect both issues? V'naskamina, what's the difference? V'naskamina, the difference is, l'hecha d'lo avra chiton. Let's say there is no chiton. For whatever reason, there is no chiton. They don't have one, it got tameh, it got lost, whatever it is, they couldn't find one, nobody wanted to bring it, whatever it is. Whatever excuse you're going to come up with, the bottom line is, why can't the inner goat do, that's what he asked yesterday, why can't the inner goat do both? Why not? Right? So, Amar Kwa, you know why he can't do both? Achas. Because the Torah says the word achas. It says, this is a thicket in Parshat, Yakel. The chiper Aharon al kanos achas bashana midam chatzat kippurim achas kapara achas mechaper. It only works for one kapara. The eino mechaper shtei kaparos. It doesn't work for two kaparas. Okay, you're right. In theory, it sounds like a great idea. The answer is it's a pasuk. So now the Gemara asks the exact opposite question. The nechaper chiton. So let the outer carbon work for adidei. Whatever it works for, what does it work for? It works for a case that Ein Vayadiyah Batzchila V'yesh Vayadiyah Batzov, and also V'amai D'Ovid Panimi, let it also work for the same kapara that the inner goat works for. What's that? That's for cases of Yesh Bayadiyah Batzchila, the Ein Bayadiyah Batzov, right? Why doesn't the outer goat work for both? Oh, one minute. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina. No, because the word achas is only written by the inner goat. That's why. The word achas is only written by the inner goat. Only the inner goat can only have one. Maybe the outer goat can have two. Now, what's the nafkamina? Why would I need that? The nafkamina would be Tuma de'ira ben zelozeh. Tuma that could arise between the bringing of the inner goat and the bringing of the outer goat. You hear that? Right? Amar Kra, that can't be. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Achas Bashana. Right? Which means, big machlokas what that means. The pashtus, it means that kapara zu, this kapara, cases of Yesh Bayadiyah Batzchila, Be'ein Bayadiyah Batzov, Lo Tehei Ela Achas Bashana, can only occur once a year. And it's only occurring in the inner carb, in the inner goat. It cannot also work in the outer goat. Between the half hour that you brought the inner goat to the half hour that brought the outer goat, tumah might have arisen. I'm sorry. The outer goat cannot work what the inner goat works for. Basically, it's all pasuk. If you asked yesterday, why can't you just have one goat do both? The answer is a pasuk. Nothing more I can tell you than that. It's a pasuk. Okay? Good? No, he doesn't know about it.
No,
he can't be a carpet, exactly. He has to rely on Yom Kippur, exactly. Well, yeah, someone says to him, you ate that? You shouldn't have done that. That was tummies. I had no idea. Right? So what can he do? He's not allowed to be a carpet. Every other chatas, we don't have that rule. Every other chatas, but by tumah, we have that rule. There's nothing to wait for. No, nothing to wait for. Yom Kippur, that's if Yom Kippur, right. Right. Well, now we're gonna say now you don't even have to wait for Yom Kippur. You really have the Regalim and Rosh Chodesh. Now Tosfos just raises the point. Let's say you discover this Tuma after Yom Kippur. You didn't find out about it till Chanukah. So now you found out about it. Now what? Now you have Idiyah Batzchila and Idiyah Batzov. So now what? What do you do now? Now you go to the base of the Mikdash to reincarnate all of Yorid, right? Like he's supposed to, like a good boy. Right? So is that a violation of the Achas Bashana rule? Twice? What? Because Yom Kippur was one and Chanukah is another one. You're getting two kapparas for the same Aveira. So it's not an issue. What? What do you mean Yom Kippur comes first? Right? The question is, we just said that if you have a Yediyah Batzchila, but you don't have a Yediyah Batzov, you don't know about it. So what do we say? Yom Kippur is Toleh until you find out. But we also said you can only get one kapar for this Averi per year, which is why you can't do it in two different Mizbeah. Right, that's just also the answer. The question, it still raises the question, right? It's in the top it's in the, where is it? Top Tosis. Afagav Tachim is Yadalei Achei Yom Kippur. Even though you wake up after Yom Kippur. Maybe chatas, you're gonna have to reincarnate all of your rates. We call makom kapara zu shel tliya in el pamachai. It's only once a year. Because why? Because what happened in Yom Kippur was not a kapara; it was just a protection. Inami lo mikri pamayim bashana el kishe zman kavua. Okay, another answer. Only one is zman kavua. Okay, very good. Next, ready for the next one? Now, happens to be there's another shita out there. Of a person by the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds a little bit different. Ula Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Amma who says, Ein Bayadiyah Batzchila. You have no awareness in the beginning. You didn't know anything about that piece of meat. You didn't know it was kosher. You had no clue. The Yesh Bayadiyah Batzov, but then someone told you, yes, someone told you the story, says Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Karvin, who such a person can bring a karbon like every other chatas in the world, right? The Rishmol holds what you want to hold. That just because he didn't know about it doesn't make a difference, right? So Seir Nasa Bechot Amay Mechaper. Then what does the Seir, the outer, what is that Mechaper? Right? The guy can bring his own carbon. So what's it Mechaper? So the Gemara says, Al She'ein Bo Lo B'tchil V'lo Baso. It's Mechaper. Well, you had no clue at all. You didn't know beforehand. You ate it. No, you still don't know. You didn't have Aver. You don't know about it. Right? What do you want from the guy? The guy doesn't know about it? Right? What do you want from this poor guy? Right, he needs a kapara, right. So what's the story? That's what the carbon is good for. It's mechaper you for something, you don't even know you need a kapara. You have no clue. Right? By the way, let's see what I was going to say right now. That different carbonos take care of that problem. Hasi'iri regalim, usi'iri rosh chadashim mechaper. That's what the Rosh Chodesh, and that's what the regalim come to take care of. So the Gemara says, Safalak Rav Meir, the Holak Rav Meir, the Arma who said, Kol ha-se'irim kafaras ha-javin al-tomas mitnishe kadasha. Every single se'ir, whether it's a Shoshan, whether it's a Kippur, whether it's regalim, whether it's a Chodesh, they all do the same thing. They all save you from tumah that you didn't know about. Why do you need so many? Because apparently it was very prevalent. So from one month to next month, you need such a kapara. Even, and then the regalim come, you know, Kippur, it's all the same. It's all the same. On number days, Tosfos is going to ask the kasha, which is a bomb. How does it work? Rosh Chodesh Tammuz saves you for what? All the tumah you ate during the month of Sivan? Is that what it does? So in during the month of Sivan, you had a few after Shavuot. Because Shavuot is Zonkah. After Shavuot. So between Shavuot and the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it saves you for any tumah you were involved in those three and a half weeks. Is that what it does? And then Rosh Chodesh Av is mechaper for any tumah that took place during Tammuz. And then Rosh Chodesh Elul is mechaper for any tumah that takes place in Av. And then Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, is mechaper for any tumah that takes place in Elul. Is that how it works? That's mishtama how it works. Right? Okay. Keep that in the back of your head. What about nowadays? So it's a shogeg. We don't have kapar at all. We don't have anything. We don't have a karbachatas. What if you turn the light on Shabbos? We don't have kapar at all. Right? Okay. Anyway, so he said that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's it good for? It's good for when he had no clue at all. So I've a look, Rabbi Dabra, call Siri, Kaparas and Shavan, Al-Tumas, Mithra, Shikadasha. Elo, Lamai, Hilchasa, Iskash, Chito, Lefanimi. So then why are the Chito and the Panimi compared to each other? According to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the comparison? Right? What's that question? That question is, that until now we've been saying that the inner carbon, the inner goat and the outer goat are the same in that there is a yediyah at all, a little bit. Now we're saying there's no yediyah at all. So the Gemara says, Ma panimi eina mechaper b'shar averos, af chiton eina mechaper b'shar averos. It's amazing. We're not talking about the Azazel. That's a different thing. These karbonos on Yom Kippur are only for tumah. Nothing else. It's amazing. Okay, nothing else is a work for. Right. Okay, next. Al-Sha'ein b'yidiyah b'tchila, v'lo baso. If you had no clue at all, Siri regalim, Siri Rosh Chodeshim, mechaprin, divrei, red Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, my time of Yehuda, what's the Yehuda the Tana's reason? Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. It says, "V'seir izim echad lechatas l'Hashem, chet she'ein makir bo ela Hashem." It's a chet. Only Hashem knows about it. Right? The pasuk says, "V'seir izim echad lechatas l'Hashem." Why are you thinking Hashem's name in that pasuk?
Because only Hashem knows. Why does only Hashem know? Because you don't know. Nobody knows. Only Hashem knows. Such a carbon, what helps you? The Muslims of the Regalim, Amr Shchodesh. Yesir Zem Machafer. That seer is Machafer. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, we need it for Rish Lakish's Vart. Come, Rish Lakish, Ma Nishtana, Seer Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shinema Bol Hashem. Why is the Seer of Rosh Chodesh different? Then it says the word Hashem, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Seer Zeh, this goat, Hei Kapara Alai, should be a Kapara on me, Hei Kapara, not Alai, should be a Kapara, Al Shem Mi'atisi Et Hayareach, because I lessened the moon. I made the moon smaller. The moon came with a taina and said, it's not fair that the sun and the moon are both the same size. You can't have two kings ruling the same. Hashem said, you're right. Made the moon smaller. Right? So the Rif explains that the moon taka was right. The moon was right. Right? So the moon's taina was right. Hashem said, you're right, I'll make it smaller. So as a kapara, not a kapara, it's a kapara really. As a kapara for making the moon smaller, Hashem allowed Rosh Chodesh to be a day of kapara. And that's what the word Hashem there is doing there, to allude to that point. A compensation. Tosfos HaRosh says, you see from here, that when that it's Derech Eretz, that even though a master has to punish his servant, but the servant does something wrong, the servant's a chutzpah. The servant says something not right. Even though you have to punish him, you have to be mitzayeh. Why? Because when I said the guy, if the guy's right. The guy's right. The way he said it might have been not have been right. But if the guy's right, you have to give him some kind of compensation, some kind of consolation price, which is exactly what happened over here. The moon was right. Shem made him smaller and gave him a consolation prize. What's the consolation prize? That Rosh Chodesh is day of Kapara. How do you know? Because the word Hashem stuck into that pasuk. That's what the word Hashem means. It has nothing to do with this Kapara. Nothing to do with Tumah. Right? So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Lemakra Al Hashem. Yeah, if that was the bar, it should have said Al Hashem. My Lashem, Likidah Maron. It's for your vart about Tumah. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Kul Lahachi Huda'asa. So maybe Rosh Chodesh is completely wrong. That you shouldn't learn anything from Rish Lakish out of this pasuk. To us, lahakudasa, imkei neimer krachatas Hashem, my Lashem, shami latarti. We learn both. So Rish Lakish is bar about that musar about Rish Chodesh is true, and also the fact that Rish Chodesh works the tumah is also true. Now, the nechaper nami afil b'shar averus. So why doesn't Rish Chodesh's carbon work for other averus? Why doesn't Rish Chodesh work for other averus? Why not? Why not work for other Averas? Right? Why only Tuma? Why only Tuma? Son of the very Rishmael, Ha'il b'zeh, ba, b'zman kavua, since the carbon of Yom Kippur, that's for zeh, the carbon of Yom Kippur comes as a zman kavua, every Yom Kippur. B'zeh, ba, b'zman kavua, and also, this goat of Rosh Chodesh comes at a Zman Kavua. What does that mean, a Zman Kavua? Every Rosh Chodesh, right? Every Rosh Chodesh, right? On Amud Beis, Rashi is going to... Ma zeh eino mechater, el al tomas smitesh u'kedashav, just like Yom Kippur. The goat works for what? Toma, af zeh eino mechater, el al tomas smitesh u'kedashav. So too, the goat of Rosh Chodesh works for Yom Kippur. What kind of limit is that? What? Rashi Lama Beit is going to say it's a binyanav. Right? It's a binyanav. We know that the goat of Yom Kippur works for Tumah. So too, every goat everywhere in the Torah works for Tumah. That's what Rashi says in Lama Beit. Says Tosfos, it's impossible. You know why? Because we're going to say in a second, what about the regalim? What about the regalim? So far, that's how you got Rosh Chodesh out of that. What about the regalim? So the Gemara says, oh, it's a hekesh. If it works for Rosh Chodesh, that's what Rosh Chodesh is good for. That's what the regalim are good for. That's Tosfos. There's a machlokas in Zvachim. If you have a binyanav,
Can you then go ahead and learn a Hekesh? Are you allowed to go do that? A two-step process. Says Tosfos, the Gemara doesn't resolve that question. It's a suffix. We don't know the answer to that. Says Tosfos, according to Rashi, you have an answer right here. Of course you can do it. Rav Binyan Av, to teach me that Rosh Chodesh is Tumah, and then a Hekesh said all the other Megalim are also Tumah. So why does the Gemara and Zvachim have a kasha about that? It's obvious. Says Tosfos, it's not a Binyan Av at all over here. So not a binyan at all. What is it? Not sure. He calls it a gili milsa. Gili milsa. That's not sure what that means. It means it's obvious. It's obvious that we're talking about Tumah. Why is it obvious? Because in Kippur we're talking about Tumah. So you say, it's really funny. It's just a fancy way of saying binyan. You know? It's a way of saying it without saying it. Right? Semantic. Binyan means if the Torah says something somewhere, one place, unless we know otherwise, it applies every other place. Right? Unless we know otherwise. So when Torah says that Yom Kippur is a Tumah Tumah, unless we know otherwise, it applies to everything. So why can't that same Binyan Av teach you Regalim itself? Why do you need the Hekesh? That I don't know. Why do you need the Hekesh for? Right? It says the ear by Regalim. So why do you need the Hekesh? Just learn straight out. Right? Right. Right. So there was a Tana who used to be on Karban Chatzis every single day of his life because he wanted to be safe. Right. Exactly your point. I'm not waiting to Yom Kippur. I'm not taking any chances. Every day of his life, he go to Karban Chatzis. Something I must have done. Right. Talk about being nervous. Right. That's what he used to do. Exactly for that reason. Does that work if it's more than one of it? I don't know. I don't know the details of that. But he used to do that. The question is going to be, when Mashiach comes, are we going to have to bring carbon chazeses? Because if that's the question, it's going to be a very busy base of mikdash for the first few years. Still, everyone gets all the chazeses in. Right? Is everyone going to have to do that? It's a big question. It's a big machlokas. Like, you know, one of those machlokas, like what's going to be when Mashiach comes? Right, exactly. Like I said, is every woman going to have to bring every woman that ever lived in history is going to have to bring a carbon for the baby she had? That's a big machlokas. Some say yes, some say no. So your idea is very well taken. People used to bring chatzis all the time. That's the whole question, if you can bring a chatzis on a suffix. That's the whole question, right? It's a whole question. That's why, yeah, that's a question in itself. This one time I felt he could do it.
Okay.
Now, Ashkecha and Tzira Shechadasha. That's very good for the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Sire haregalim minolan. What about the regalim? V'chite mahani nami k'tani be'er b'shmuel. You want to tell me it's the same binyan av? Same binyan av. Just like it says it by Yom Kippur. It says it by the regalim. No, ikala mifrach. Remember what I said? I said that a binyan av means if it says it somewhere, it applies everywhere unless I have a reason otherwise. Here's the reason otherwise. You know why Rosh Chodesh is the same thing as Yom Kippur? Because it's very tadir. Every month. Yom Kippur also is special. You know why? Because it's a lot of kapara. The Yom HaKippurim, right? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Meruba kaparaso, shayom HaKippurim, shumachapra kol averos. Tomar b'regalim. Who said that the regalim will work to be a kapara for other for tumah, which is kare? Who said? So you know why Rosh Chodesh works? Because it's tadir. You know why Yom Kippur works for tumah? Because it's a lot of kapara. How are we going to learn regalim? Ask Tosfos to make a ma'amatzin between the two of them. Between Rosh Chodesh has an element that Yom Kippur doesn't have, which is what? It's Tadir. It's every month. And Yom Kippur has an element that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have, which is it saves you for everything. Between the two of them, the Seir works for Tumah, so too Regalim, it should work for Tumah. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So Tosa says, because Tadir really means Meruba Kapara. Same thing. What's Tadir mean? Tadir means every month. What does that mean? A lot of kapara.
funny way, it's a fancy way thing, a lot of kapara. So really, you have one thing. Can't learn that. Then how would I know they could do it on regalim? I don't know. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema. Hey, you want to tell me? Ha gamrina mosh chodesh. Ha de gamrina me mosh chodesh de miyom ha-kipurim. That v'lo parchinan. What does that mean? V'chi tema. That's not a pircha. The fact that Yom Kippur, that regalim, doesn't have these elements, that's not a big deal. You know why? Because we learn Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur from Yom Kippur, and we don't ask the kasha. What's the kasha? Muva kapara. The answer is because Rosh Chodesh also muva kapara. Why? Because every month. Right? But we don't ask that kasha. Right? Hasam kapara michtav ksivi. You know why? Because Hasam by Rosh Chodesh, it says the fairest that Rosh Chodesh is a kapara. Right? Gili milsa ba'almahu. It's a gili milsa. That what? What does gili milsa mean? That's what Tosa said. Gili milsa means the Torah is just letting you know that it's the same thing. What's the same thing? That Rosh Chodesh, which is a kapara, serves the same kapara as Yom Kippur, which is what? Which is Tumah. Aval hacha, but over here by Regalim, ikala meimar, you could say, Kuli milsa lo gamrinan. We're not learning it out. Kuli milsa lo gamrinan. We're not learning it out. Right?
Yes. Exactly. I hope that's true. The Gemara says that that's true. I think it's true.
Right? So look at Rashi. The Rashi is on the third line. Gili milsa ba'almahu. The gamri me Yom Kippur, you learn out from Yom Kippur, shalo yechaper ela tumas mitzvah shukadasha. Hilchach, not kala mifrach, you can't ask mali Yom Kippurim, the b'shikei meruv of kapara.
That Yom Kippur is so great, because it has a lot of kapara.
The lo gamri nemine kapara.
We don't learn out the kapara from Yom Kippur, that Rosh Chodesh, what to do with that?
Ela miutuhu gamri nemine.
We just learn out the miut. What does that mean? That it's only for tumah. The fact that it's a kapara, we know that already. The Torah says that.
Aval, kula milsa, for everything, can go. See, we have regalim,
for example, on the regalim,
shalom mefarsha, kapara to do. It never says a kapara. L'chaper hu d'chsiv b'hu, v'lo pirish al ma.
That it says, l'chaper, but it doesn't say what it's l'chaper for. Right? It never says it.
V'im tomar. Ba, then Tamar, ba, lil mod, Michel Yom Kippur, she chaper, Thomas Mikdashu of Ankares, Parchin and Mal Yom Kippur, fine. Next one. Next, back to the Gemara.
So how are we going to learn out that the regal also worked for Tumah?
Ella, kit the Amr of Chamar Achanina, Sa'ir, this Sa'ir.
It says by the regalim, a Sa'ir, but it couldn't say Sa'ir, but every, by Shavu, it doesn't say this. But by Rosh Hashanah, Tos is going to ask that question in a minute. But by Pesach and Sukkot, it says vis sa'ir.
Hachanami sa'ir vis sa'ir.
In other words, it's being most. If you go to last week's parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, Simchas, this is what Simchas is talking about. The first carbon mentioned is Rosh Chodesh. Then it goes to the other regalim, and it is above vis sa'ir. It goes back to the earlier story, just like Rosh Chodesh is about kapara for tumah. So to the regalim, Tulsa said, what about Shavuot? There's no vav by Shavuot. So he answered, yeah, but the regalim are all by Shavuot. But the regalim are all included.
V'itzkishir regalim v'tzi'ire Rosh HaKadoshim. Ma'asir Rosh HaKadoshim.
Just like Rosh Chodesh.
Eino mekaper elal she'en b'yidiyah lo b'tzchila v'lo b'tzo. Atzi'ir regalim eino mekaper elal she'en b'yidiyah lo b'tzchila v'lo b'tzo.
Good?
Very good. Look at Rashi. Sawyer v'sawyer. Sar havile havi matzil lemichtav the kulu.
It should have written the word sa'ir.
Dechsev vis sa'ir,
but it says vis sa'ir.
Vav mosif al inyan rishon lahakish.
The vav is mosif on the later parsha of the Torah to add on whatever we said earlier. We're saying the same thing now. Whatever Rosh Chodesh works for,
the regalim are working for. Umau a hakish it's kushe. Iri haregalim v'shel Rosh Chodesh.
It's a hekish.
Aye, v'ha kvar lama binyan av Yom Kippur. but we already learned the Binyan Av. How do we know that Rosh Chodesh works for Tumah? Okay, Rashi says in black and white, the Binyan Av. The Davar Halam Binyan Av, Chazim Alam B'Hekish. Something that you learn with the Binyan Av, you're then allowed to go ahead and learn the Hekish. That's Tosfos, that's completely not true. It's a Machlokes. And we didn't answer that Machlokes. Then Rashi says, Kol Hamalamed B'Chol Hamidos, anything that you learn from one of the Yudgil Midos, Chozu Umalamed, you can then go ahead and relearn something else. Chut, except for, Mehalamed B'Hekish, Shein Chozu Umalamed Hekish B'Kodjim. If you have one Hekish, you can't then go ahead and learn a second Hekish. V'Achemina B'Zvachem Perek Ezu Makoma. Again, Tosfos, I don't know what Rashi's saying. It's completely not true. There's a Machlokes about this. It's not resolved. Rashi's making it out like it's not a Machlokes.
Okay. Good. Fine. Ibayalahu. Ready? Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Al she'ein b'yidiyah lo batzila v'lo batzov, that you have no idea that meat was tameh and you ate it. You don't know. You have no idea batzila. You have no idea batzov. Hani mili, is that only true? B'chet she'ein sofa livada? You're never going to know. Aval chet she'sofa livada. But let's say you could know. How could you know? Rashi says, your friend knows. So your friend's going to tell you. In other words, how are you ever going to know? There was meat in the house, you're a bachelor, you live by yourself, you ate it. How are you ever going to find out? How could you possibly find out? There's no way to know. Is that when the carbon works? Or does it even work when your wife knows, the kids know, the neighbor knows? Somebody knows. You happen to not know. Then you ask me, what happened to that leftover? You ate that? That was tumah. So you're going to find out, right? So does it work then too? Right. The point is, you could find out. Someone's going to tell you. So does it work then also? Or does it only work when you're never going to find out?
So, Kimishiyesh b'yidiyah b'sof dami, Yitzir nacha b'chot yom kiyum b'chaper, and then the Odilma, no, afilu chet shetzof v'livoda,
even if you're going to know, your wife's going to tell you. The neighbor's going to tell you. Kids are going to tell you.
Hashta miha chet she'ein makibo.
Right? Right now, you don't know. Right now, you don't know. Ela Hashem k'minavei. Only Hashem knows. Do we view it as only... Of course, your wife knows. She didn't tell you yet.
So
does it work even if you don't... Even if you're never going to know? Or if you could know?
So Toshma, Tanya, al she'ein ba yidiyah lo v'chila v'lo batzov,
That this carbon works. You don't know beforehand. You don't know now.
The chetch is so fully vada.
But even if you will know, it works. Even if you're going to find out.
Siri regilim, Siri rosh chodesh, mechaperin, devar
Yehuda. So Yehuda holds. Even if you're going to find out, your wife knows. She'll tell you one day. 2 years from now, you'll be say, remember that tumma? You ate that, right? You'll find out in 2 years from now. Doesn't make a difference. It'll work. Why? Because the point is, right now you don't know. The fact that somebody knows doesn't change the halacha. Okay?
Next. Rav Shimon Omer. Now continuing in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon said that the regalim amachaper
for this tumah,
but Rosh Chodesh, avalosi Rosh Chodesh.
The Rosh Chodesh is not amachaper for that. What's Rosh Chodesh machaper for? It's mechaper for a Torah person that ate tameh. Okay?
Amar Velaz, Amar Voshia, my time with Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon have such a different opinion? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, again, this is the Pasuk in Bayikra, Va'osa Nasan Lochem.
Okay. 2 minutes of background now. On that day of Yom HaShmini, the eighth day of the Miluim, right? The eighth day of the Miluim, there were three chatoses brought that day. There was a chatos because it was Rosh Chodesh. There was a chatos because it was Nachshon's carbon. And there was also a chatos that was brought because it was the Shmini of the Miluim. There were three chatoses brought. By the way, Aaron HaKohen was an Onin that day because his children died. Doesn't matter if you died. So there were three chatoses brought. And Aaron was told, you eat anyway the carbon.
So Aaron made a lam l'shechez and said like this: why should I eat the carbon of the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh? That's every month. Every month is going to be Rosh Chodesh. For the rest of, till the base of Israel is destroyed, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. That's not what Hashem meant. What Hashem meant was, I should eat from the karbanos that are one time in history. Nachshon is only bringing this carbon one time in history. The eighth day of the moon is only happening one time. That was the hefter Hashem gave me. Right? And then Moshe comes and says, why didn't you eat? Aaron explains to him, not eat the other toys. Didn't eat from the Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh every month. Why should I eat that? Right? And Aaron was correct. Aaron was correct, right?
So the pasuk says over there, regarding the whole story, it says that Moshe says, Madu lo achaltem et chatos makam hakodesh?
Why didn't you eat the chatos? Ki kodesh kadashim hi. Because it's kodesh kadashim. Why didn't you? Hashem said you should.
Now the Gemara picks up the pasuk. Va'osa nasan lochem vaseis es avon ha'eda.
This carbon is brought as a kapara for the eda. Why didn't you eat it? Right? The high krah, what were they arguing about? What was Moshe upset about? He was upset why Aaron didn't eat v'ha-se'ir, v'ha-krah, the se'ir v'rosh chodesh k'tiv. It's the se'ir v'rosh chodesh. Right. Exactly. So Aaron had a special dispensation, even though it was an onim. The yalit avon mitzit.
This is like a gzeir shava. This is a classic gzeir shava.
A gzeir shava. The avon over here, so the word avon by the tzitz.
Nemar kan avon. It says avon over here. The nemar lahalon avon.
And it says avon over there by tzitz.
Ma lahalon tomas basar.
Just like by the tzitz. What does the tzitz do? The tzitz makes it that if somebody brings a carbon, bituma, the tzitz lets the mizbeach accept the carbon. The tzitz is about, okay, you brought a carbon, bituma, fine. You have to bring another one because no one's eating it. But at least you don't have to, at least what the mizbeach was not a problem with that. In other words, there's no problem with the mizbeach. There's tum on the mizbeach. The tzitz says that's all right.
Look at the Rashi. Malahal and tumas basar, she'en ha'tzitz maratzal tumas ha'guf.
The tzitz doesn't help the tumas ha'guf. If you're a tumay, the tzitz can't help you.
Ela al hadam, it works for the dam, o achelev, o al abasar, shal ola, shakar v'tuma, that it was brought v'tuma, umuratitit al a carbon shemachshiru l'ratzon, shen abal tuichel havi carbon acher.
You don't have to bring another carbon. Nobody can eat it, but you got your carbon in. That's what the tzitz is good for. Askan, so too over here. By this ir vosh chodesh, what is the avon good for? Tumas basar, that if you ate tuma, if you ate basar v'tuma, it's okay. The fear of the Rosh Chodesh saves you.
E malahalan olin, afkan olin. If by the tzitz, the mizbeach works, right? What does this question mean?
E malahalan by the tzitz, olin, the carbon gets brought on the mizbeach, even though it's tamei, the tzitz allows that. Afkan, so too, the Tzair of Rosh Chodesh, Olin, it should go on the Mizbeach. Why doesn't it save, why doesn't the Tzair of Rosh Chodesh save Karbonos that went on Betumah? That's what the Tzitz does. What does it save? It saves you if you ate Tumah. Why doesn't it,
look at Rashi. Ma Tzitz Eino Merchaper, Al Shumchet, El Merat Al Ha'olin.
Right, what does it do? If you brought a carbon that was Tameh, the tzitz says, don't worry about it.
Af zeh yirata al ha'olim. Ki hechid avra tzitz.
Right? It should help. It should accomplish the same thing as the tzitz. Aye, why do I need two things for the same issue?
V'naf gemina lehechad d'shat nishbar tzitz.
But the tzitz broke.
Right? V'lo yechaper al avon ha'adam ha'ochel. And it will not work for the adam ha'ochel. Okay? Tosas is a whole different shot, but Tosas is a whole different shot that here's a whole different shot. He's talking about that the Kohen was tummy, not the animal was tummy. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers. Avon ha'eda chsiv. It says avon ha'eda, meaning
it's mechaper people. Not mechaper animals. It's mechaper people. Who are the people? The people are people that ate the tumah.
That's what it saves you for.
Michti. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Migmar gemiri mehadadi. Right? The tzit and the seir are learned out of Gzeira Shava. Right? So nechaper dirosh chodesh adidei de'aditzit. Let the Rosh Chodesh accomplish itself and the tzitz. Right? Let the Rosh Chodesh accomplish a case where that a Kohen who ate the Tumah, right? Which is what we said, according to Rav Shimon, that's what the Rosh Chodesh accomplishes. Let it also accomplish a situation where the tzitz, whatever the tzitz does, which is if the carbon's brought for tumah. You understand that question? Let it accomplish both things. And what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina lehecha the nisbar tzitz. There'll be a nafkamina with the tzitz broke. Okay? You got that? Right? You got that? Amar kra, the pasuk says, no. Avon echad hu nosi. The enos echte avonos. No.
It says by the Rosh Chodesh, it only accomplishes one thing, not two things.
Look at Tosfos. V'nechaper Rosh Chodesh adidei v'aditzit.
What's the Gemara asking? Let the Seir of Rosh Chodesh accomplish two things. What should it accomplish? If a Kohen eats Tomei, and also if the carbon's broke for Tumah. The tzitz is worse for that. Yeah, what if the tzitz is broken? Okay? That's what the Gemara asks.
Says Tosfos. Pirish. Carbon shekar betuma.
The carbon's brought betuma.
Bisha shekar Rosh Chodesh.
At the same moment that the Rosh Chodesh is brought.
The karbanos shekar betuma.
Kodem Rosh Chodesh. If they brought betuma before Rosh Chodesh. Ain't svarashi yechaper. It doesn't make any sense that the carbon Rosh Chodesh is in yechaper.
The eich yechaper lemafer. Mashekvar kar betuma.
How could the Rosh Chodesh work with Mafreya? So I asked you this before. On Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, what is the Tum? What is being Mechaper here? What's being Mechaper here? For all Tumah done in Sivan? Didn't Tosfos just write that's impossible? You know, Tosfos just says, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that the Rosh Chodesh animal should be mechaper, karbonos, brought the tumah, just like that's what the tzitz does. Right? If the tzitz does that, what do I need the carbon for? No, what if the tzitz is broken? So there is no tzitz. Tzitz is broken. So a guy brings a carbon betumah, I would think that the carbon chata, that the seir of Rosh Chodesh will be mechaper, will take care of that tumah. Says Tosfos, it has to be that they're both karbonos are brought at the same time. Because if I bring the carbon betumah at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I bring the seir of Rosh Chodesh at 4 o'clock, how could it be mechaper for something happened 4 hours ago? That's what Tosfos says. And as the Chazon Ish points out, it can't be mechaper for something in the future, so you can't bring the Rosh Chodesh first. This carbon is going to be mechaper any tumah brought the rest of the month. That doesn't work. I'm just reading you what Tosfos said. The Chazon Ish said, it's impossible. He's making a statement. The case where a carbon of Yom Kippur, a carbon of Rosh Chodesh, will save a carbon brought for Tumah, is if they're brought at the exact same time. Because if you bring a carbon today, for Tumah, and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, how can the carbon of Rosh Chodesh matter what happened yesterday? It's Lemafreya. That's what Tosfos says. You hear this? That's what Tosfos says. Says the Chazon Ish. That doesn't make any sense. You can even tam same exactly the same moment when you sprinkle the dam for the carbon tumah. How can that be? Right? That's what Tosfos. I'm just reading you Tosfos. But isn't every carbon chatzis that way? That's what I told you. The Rosh Chodesh of Av is mechaper all the tumah of Tammuz. It's Lemafreya. That's what I was talking about. Right? Okay, there's one more. Anyway, so now the Gemara is the opposite way. Let the tzitz work for both.
Nachgemina will be Lutomat Ir Bezel. The Nachgemina will be for Tumah that kid took place Bezelazeh. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'osa, Osa Nosa Avon, V'inacheres Nosa Avon. Only that work and not the other thing. Ravashi Amar, Ksiv Hachet Ezav Her Avon Eda. Ha'eda, below all the Kachim. That the Rosh Chodesh works only for people, not for Kachim. V'hasam Ksiv, and by the Tzitz it says, Avon HaKachim, Kachim below Eda. And the Tzitz only works for Kachim, and the Tzitz doesn't work for Eda. Okay? Got that? That's why the Tzitz can't work for both, and the other one can't work for both. All right? So we'll stop over here, and we will pick up on this tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.